أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدى على آثارهما قصصا صدق الله العظيم. We discussing the story of Hazrat Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام together with Hazrat Yusha bin Nun عليه الصلاة والسلام. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Hazrat Khidr, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed his eagerness to go and learn from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had merely given the address of the Majma' al-Bahrain, that is where the two oceans meet. And secondly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given a sign to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as to the whereabouts of Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam would be. And that is, Allah ta'ala told Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, take a fish with you, and you will carry this fish, and wherever, now we know a fish out of water is going to be a dead fish, and wherever that fish jumps out and goes into the ocean, that will be the meeting place between you and Khidr. And hence Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now goes with Hazrat Yusha, and both of them travel for a period of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا, when both of them reach the place of their meeting, نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا, then both of them had forgotten about the condition of the fish. فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this fish made its way a tunnel into the ocean. What actually had happened was Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Yusha bin Nun traveled. Both of them were tired. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had decided to rest, and in that period of time Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had fallen off to sleep. That was in actual fact the place where the fish had got out of whatever container it was and dived into the ocean, and in a very, very unique way it had done it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it here as saraba, that it created a tunnel into the waters. In other words, the flow of the water had stopped for that period of time in that particular place, and the fish got into the ocean. But obviously Hazrat Yusha bin Nun had observed all this, but he had forgotten to tell Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam about this wondrous incident. And hence, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had gotten up, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam continued traveling. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, for a period of a day and night. And then it was at that time when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had realized that he is now getting tired. And when he wanted to eat, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked for the fish. Yusha bin Nun then recalled the incident, and then he narrates the incident to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which meant now that they had to take a U-turn and they had to travel back to that particular place. With regards to this fish, whether it was the fish that was also eaten by Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is not categoric in the ayats of the Quran, nor in the sahih hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But some of the commentators have expressed a view and opinion that there were people at the Majma' al-Bahrain, at a place where the oceans meet, and they had seen this kind of fish that on the one side was fully uneaten and on the other side it was eaten, and that fish would come up to the surface of the waters from time to time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates this incident saying, فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا, when both of them went ahead of the meeting place, قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his young man, in other words Hazrat Yusha bin Nun, آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا, bring our food, bring our breakfast, لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبَا, certainly I find fatigue and tiredness in this journey of ours. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. Hazrat Yusha bin Nun then responds to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saying that, did you not see that when we had taken refuge, shelter, rest at the rock, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Yosha bin Nun had rested, فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. At that time I had forgotten the issue, the story of the fish. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ أَذْكُرَ. And nothing had caused me to forget about the incident but shaitan to mention it to you. وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. Then Hazrat Yosha bin Nun explains to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he had taken his path into the ocean in a very unique and marvelous manner. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that is what we were seeking, that it was the place that we needed to stop. فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. And they backtracked upon their footsteps and they went back to that place where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was supposed to have met Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi. SubhanAllahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.